Rust Belt Boy is a new book about one boy growing up in one steel town in Pennsylvania. But for anyone familiar with Pennsylvania's boom and bust, the stories ring nostalgic and true. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff revisits Ambridge, Pennsylvania, with the author Paul Hertnecki to see how things have changed.
Everything you need to know about Ambridge is in the name. Once home to the American Bridge Company, the town sits about 15 miles north of Pittsburgh on the Ohio River. To an outsider, it looks like any former steel town. But for Paul Hertnecki, it's something else entirely.
Sons and daughters lucky enough to feel attached to a distinct hometown know it works its way under our skin and into our being.
Hertnecki is reading from his new book, Rust Belt Boy, Stories of an American Childhood. It's a memoir of growing up in a steel town as the U.S. lost its grip on the industry. Hertnecki, now in his 60s, is giving me a driving tour of what's left.
You know, I think we thought it would go on forever. The Vietnam War kind of kept it going strong for a while, but it was that last bloom before the fall.
Ambridge fell hard, and the signs are still there. The once vibrant downtown is quiet, the mills abandoned, and all signs of the American Bridge Company are erased, quite literally.
There was a massive building here until about 6 months ago, and it was the office building for the American Bridge Corporation. My father worked in there as a draftsman. And if you don't mind, I'm going to run in there and see if I can get an intact brick. Here's, you know, on the site is where draftsmen drew the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, the Empire State Building, the San Francisco Bay Bridge.
Now it's a pile of rubble, scrap metal, and smashed bricks.
This looks like a good one. Tall, anyway.
Hertnecki was an author with all these great Ambridge stories saved up, but he was hesitant to do anything with them. Then, in 2006, an Australian businessman investing in abandoned industrial sites came to town. Hertnecki, living in New Hampshire at the time, wrangled a lunch meeting.
And he asked for steamed milk and honey. And I thought, wow, milk and honey, that's what all these people came here looking for. And I looked into the German enclave and saw these are people who came in here in the 1800s looking to fulfill their vision. George Washington appeared. In the 1700s, he had a vision. J.P. Morgan came and bought all the rest of this in 1904, and he had a vision. And now maybe we have a fourth visionary.
While the Australians set out to make a new Ambridge, Hertnecki set out to remember the old. Each chapter of Rust Belt Boy weaves Hertnecki's personal experiences into the larger history of the town. A bar fight with a steel mill worker turns into a story about the union protests of the 1930s. Corruption and politics collide when the author spends a summer in Harrisburg working as a Senate page. And a mouth-watering chapter about pierogies is actually a reflection on the immigrants that built Ambridge from the ground up. As Hertnecki saw it, Ambridge was defined by those immigrants who arrived before him and the expats who left as he did.
You know, you could see classmates just disappearing and going away, going to California, going to Texas, going to Florida, going to the Carolinas. There was work, it was warmer, all those sorts of things.
Hertnecki himself went to Pittsburgh for college and, after returning for a stint in the steel mills, made his way to Cambridge, Massachusetts, where, he says, the sea made all the difference. He hasn't lived in Ambridge since, and though he's optimistic about the town's future, it's largely as an outside observer. Everything that has happened since steel, the Australian slow progress on the old mills, the arrival of an Episcopal seminary, a small but growing antiques market, has been in his absence.
For 300 years, Western Pennsylvania, like the entire industrial heartland, was shaped by newcomers. To some extent, that's still true. But like never before, its vitality comes from those who have stayed.
By the end of the book, the Rust Belt boy, now grown up into a New England man, finds he can't shake the memories of the town and those still there.
Rescuing the Rust Belt, they are my heroes.
Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.